Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Donald Trump spent part of the day wooing Republicans in Washington. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the goal was party unity.
Trump met first with House Speaker Paul Ryan, who had previously said he wasn't ready to endorse Trump. After a 45-minute conversation, the two men described in a joint statement as great, Ryan said he still wasn't ready.
We are now planting the seeds to get ourselves unified, to bridge the gaps and differences. And so from here, we're going to go deeper into the policy areas to see where that common ground is and how we can make sure that we are operating off these same core principles.
Trump also met with a number of House and Senate GOP leaders, many of whom have endorsed him. As his time in D.C. wound down, Trump tweeted, "Great day in D.C. Things working out really well!" Exclamation point. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Democrats, meanwhile, wasted little time in coming forward to condemn the meeting between the House Speaker and the de facto GOP nominee. Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow saying Trump will work against the interests of women and that his tax cuts will primarily benefit other millionaires and billionaires.
Donald Trump still believes his tax plan that benefits the wealthy at the expense of the middle class is the optimum plan. Well, it certainly isn't for the people in Michigan that I represent, and it shows where his priorities really lie. The fact is, his irresponsible tax plan would be a windfall for millionaires and billionaires like himself.
Stabenow joined by other Senate Democrats, including Chuck Schumer of New York, as they unveiled what they billed as the Trump textbook, a new report they say shows Senate Republicans pushing the same kind of special interest-driven agenda Trump has been espousing. In Syria, forces loyal to Bashar al-Assad have turned back an international aid convoy destined for a besieged suburb of Damascus. NPR's Allison Mews reports the Red Cross is urging Syrian authorities to reverse the decision.
The Red Cross says it was denied entry at the last government checkpoint on the way to Daraya, despite clearance from regime forces and rebels. An activist on the ground says regime forces shelled the area where people had gathered to wait for the aid, killing a man and his grown son. Footage purports to show the mangled bodies being carried away against a backdrop of absolute destruction. The convoy was meant to be a confidence-building measure, the first since Daraya fell under siege in November 2012. Syrian authorities had approved only limited items to enter, including vaccines and baby formula. The UN has accused all warring sides of obstructing aid. Allison Hughes, NPR News, Beirut.
The number of people filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits rose last week to the highest level since February of last year, up by 20,000 to a seasonally adjusted 294,000. Stocks bounced around a bit before closing mixed. The Dow was up 9 points. The Nasdaq closed down 23 points today. You're listening to NPR. The Obama administration is out with a proposed new rule aimed at cutting methane emissions by U.S. oil and gas companies by up to half over the next decade. It's part of an ongoing push by the president to curb climate change. The rule issued today by the Environmental Protection Agency would cut methane from drilling by upwards of 40 to 45% by 2025 compared to 2012 levels. The gun used by George Zimmerman in the fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin has been listed for auction on a second website. The listing with an opening bid of $5,000 was rejected by a first website that said it wanted nothing to do with the Zimmerman gun. NPR's Greg Allen has more.
The gun is the Kel-Tec PF9 Zimmerman used in 2012 when he shot and killed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. A jury acquitted him of murder. In the website listing, Zimmerman called the pistol a piece of American history. He says some of the proceeds will be used to fight, in his words, Black Lives Matter's violence against law enforcement officers and Hillary Clinton's anti-firearm rhetoric. An attorney for Trayvon Martin's parents said they were outraged Zimmerman was trying to profit off the loss of their child. In part because of the reaction, a website where Zimmerman had listed the gun, gunbroker.com, pulled it from sale. Zimmerman listed it for sale on another website, unitedgungroup.com. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Saying that efforts to protect the endangered sage grouse have succeeded, oil and gas industry groups are now suing the Obama administration, trying to get federal restrictions taken down in 11 western states. The groups say local and state efforts to prop up the greater sage grouse have been effective, so changes in federal policy aren't needed. Mining companies, ranchers, and officials in Utah, Idaho, and Nevada had argued against the rule. This is